Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, why do some depressions look like expressions?
My name is Nikki Goodwin and I live in South Africa. I recently took this photograph of my footprints in the sand, and it was only after that I noted that the footprints are not actually in the sand, they appear to be raised on the sand. How could this be?
So what is happening that makes you misinterpret the image?
Hello, I'm Rob Jenkins. I'm a cognitive psychologist at the University of Glasgow. The questioner sent in a wonderful photograph of footprints on a sandy beach. What's striking about the photograph is that the footprints seem to rise up from the surface of the sand rather than sinking in. In fact, the footprints are normal footprints. They're sunk in, as you would expect. Their raised appearance is an illusion caused by the pattern of shadows. These shadows are ambiguous. They could result either from bumps lit from the top of the picture plane or from indentations lit from the bottom of the picture plane. In the face of this ambiguity, the brain makes its best guess as to which is more likely, and that is what we see. With this particular image, our brains make the wrong call. Why? Because they have a built-in bias to assume that light comes from above. This is a sensible rule of thumb because sunlight generally does come from above, but not in this photograph. Here, the sun is setting behind the photographer, below the bottom of the picture plane. This is evident from clumps of sand in the foreground that act as mini sundials. Under these lighting conditions, only indented footprints could create the pattern of shadows we see. So the footprints must be indentations after all.
So the problem is that our brains have a bias toward top-down illumination, which means that the brain tends to assume light is coming from above. Now, this bias is so strong that it often competes and overcomes the clues our vision is giving us about relative depths. So when light comes from a slightly different angle, in the case of the footprints in low sun, our brain tries to tell us they're convex instead of concave. And you can find some great photos illustrating this illusion at thenakedscientist.com/forum sent in by our listeners. And from a few rounded shapes now to millions of the things, bubbles.
I sometimes like a nice warm bath in the winter. After a while, the bath gets colder. I know there are a few ways that the bath can lose heat, but does a thick layer of bubbles on the top make any significant difference to the heat retention?
And that question was from Stephen Tindall. So can a layer of bath bubbles keep the water warmer for longer? Answers to chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can Twitter @nakedscientists. You can find us on Facebook or write on our forum, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.